Welcome to Money Grows on Trees.
Money does grow on trees.
A podcast full of practical, real-life money lessons that you wish you learned in school. Lloyd is a former lawyer turned lifestyle entrepreneur. In each episode, he'll be answering the tough questions around money, investing, and entrepreneurship to help you transform your money mindset and move you closer to achieving your financial goals. Now, let the class begin. Here's your host, Lloyd Ross.
Welcome back to the show, Money Grows on Trees podcast. My name's Lloyd Ross. This episode is titled, What You Don't Realize About Investing. What You Don't Realize About Investing, okay? This is really important. I just did a post on Facebook about this, so if you want to go check out my Facebook, and it's also on Instagram. I may have sent an email out to this effect, but this is what's occurred to me lately, and I want to share this with you on the podcast because it's a great lesson for you to learn, okay? I forget where I was talking to someone, but we're talking away, and they said, oh, you know, I don't really invest. I just save my money. And I thought, that's really interesting. So here we have someone that is saving their money in a bank savings account, and they think they aren't investing, right? Or someone said to me in the past, oh, look, yep, we own our home, we've got a property, but we don't invest. I was like, that's interesting. What do people think investing actually is? I was like, this is so strange. I think what's happened is people take the word investing and they think it is just when you buy shares. That's fascinating. So let me explain what I'm talking about here, right? What you don't know about investing is this. When you put money in a savings account, you are investing, okay? You're investing by lending the bank your money, because when you put money in a savings account, it doesn't sit there. It doesn't sit there like a bank from the Western days, the old West, the Wild West, where it sits in the bank in a vault and you go and get your money when you want it. That's not what happens. What happens when you put your money in the bank is the bank takes it and lends it out, right? So when you actually put your money in the bank in a savings account, it's actually you lending your money to the bank. And in return, they pay you, say, 2.5% or 3% interest, okay? For borrowing your money, they're paying you 3% interest. So you're a money lender. That's an investment. You're literally buying a bond, just about. It's not the same, it's not the same instrument, but you're lending money to the bank. That's investing. And they'll take that savings and they'll re-lend it out to someone else at 5% or 6%. The difference between the two is called net interest margin, and it's how banks make money. That's how they make profits. They borrow your money, pay you 3%, lend it to someone else for 6%, take a margin of 3%, right? That's investing. You've just chosen to invest in a savings deposit lending experience. That's your investment product. You're actually lending to a bank. So you've chosen your investments. So when someone says, oh, no, I'm not really into investing, I just put my money in savings. That is investing. It's just a really crappy form of it. It's just a really ineffective investment because of the low returns. So if you've got your money in the bank and it's 3% return that you're getting from the bank, but inflation is 5%, your investment's giving you a minus 2% return a year. Minus 2. So you've chosen to invest by lending to the bank, and that investment is bringing you, after inflation, it's bringing you a negative return. So you're already investing. It's just ineffective, right? You've already invested and you're investing in a losing asset because you're investing in fiat currency, money. And it goes down in value through the process of price inflation, okay? The same thing happened recently with a connection on Instagram. We're chatting away and, you know, they said, oh, Lloyd, you know, I've got this, I've got that. I don't do any investing, but I do super. Or something like, I don't do shares, it's not my thing, but I have got super. And I'm like, thinking to myself, that's interesting too. And so I'm like, where do you think the superannuation money goes? And they go, oh, I'm not sure, right? What you don't realize is your superannuation, which is usually between sort of 9 and 10%, I guess, depending where you are, of your wage actually gets put into shares. Did you know that? So the very thing that you're scared about investing in because it's risky is where 10% of your entire money for your entire life goes. What do you think your superannuation is invested in? Air? Like, they buy shares with it. It's a portfolio. that a portfolio manager who works for a superannuation company charges you 1% per annum, which between you, me, and the gatepost is very expensive, okay? It's about 10 times what you need to pay. So it's expensive to have a superannuation fund, but that's the process that you have to do under the current government law in Australia. But when you put away money in super, you're actually investing in shares, right? So you are already investing through your superannuation. So you already invested, okay? The other thing is when you buy a house, you're also investing. You're investing in the real estate market, okay? You're investing in land in the hope that it appreciates in value and goes up, okay? And then, of course, outside that, if you've got some spare cash and you decide to invest in shares or an index fund in your own capacity, in your own online broker account, of course, yes, that's investing. You might want to micro-invest, sure, okay? They're all investment experiences. You're putting your money somewhere. You're choosing to put your money somewhere. And in return, you're getting money back. That's investing, okay? So next time you say to someone, oh, I don't really invest. I'm afraid of losing my money. But you got it in a savings account. Bow, bow. You are already an investor. It's just that it's in a very poor investment. That's the difference. So I don't think people really get that. You know, I think the same sort of thing happens if you're a spender. If you take a lot of your money and you're living paycheck to paycheck and you're spending it on things like clothes, shoes, car, stuff like that, that's also an investment. You're investing your money into an inanimate object that doesn't produce any income return and doesn't grow in value at all, okay? And that is also an investment. It's just an ineffective version of it. So every time you part with your money to put it into something, that's an investment, okay? Just want you to know that. And so the idea of upping your financial IQ is to figure out what investments are effective. Like, where is my money best put? Because people have this weird fear that if they put their money in shares, they're going to lose everything. Unbeknownst to them, 10% of their income through superannuation is already in shares. Okay? So I just wanted to come here and just teach you this because I don't think people realize that most of the time you're already investing. It's just probably in the wrong asset. Okay? So what I'd suggest is if you want to learn these basics, then start upping your financial IQ. How do you do that? Jump into the Telegram, www.lloydstelegram.com. Grab my book, moneygrowsontreesbook.com. My other book, moneybuyshappinessbook.com. I mean, they're $9 and $10. Like, you got to learn to invest in your financial IQ because bills before, what is it? Skills before bills. Skills before bills. So you got to learn. You got to get the wisdom before the money comes, okay? And too many people are trying to get the money. But the wisdom and the skills, they last forever. And your ability to make money and grow money come forever after that. So jump in, grab the book, grab one of my books and start there. You listen to the podcast already, which is wonderful. It's awesome. It's investing your time into this, learning this. But now put a little bit of money into investing the next level of knowledge, okay? Jump in the Telegram. Go into our Facebook group, Money Grows on Trees and Buys Happiness. We share lots of wins in there, okay? And once you up your financial IQ and you learn these things about where your super goes and, you know, how is it effective to invest in shares that's not risky? And what do real estate returns look like? How do markets work? How do savings accounts even work, right? These are all important things for you to understand. If you don't understand them, then you're financially illiterate. And could you imagine what would happen if you walked around actually illiterate, like you couldn't read or write? Life would be hard, but this is what's happening to people when they don't invest in their financial IQ. They're walking around literally illiterate. They cannot have a conversation about money even. I don't want that for you. So I'm here to deliver this message to talk to you a little. Obviously, this podcast is just value, 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 value. But I want you to take another step and start investing in yourself to the next step, okay? Because the more you invest in yourself, the more you grow, the more your income will grow, okay? And then you can obviously manage it and multiply it, all right? So that's it for this episode of Money Grows on Trees. Thank you for everyone who's sharing. We've got 46 five-star reviews now on the podcast. I want to say thank you to those who left us a five-star review. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It's amazing. Would be amazing to get that to 1,000. We've just eclipsed 123,000 downloads, I think, and which is incredible, and over 1,000 subscribers. So, hey, Awesome. Thanks so much, guys, for sharing this podcast with your friends. Thanks to those who share it to their stories on Instagram and tag me in it. I try and share it back to mine to increase your followers. And I've got some really cool guests organized to come up here. So I just want to say a big thanks, and I'll see you on the next episode of Money Grows on Trees.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Money Grows on Trees podcast. If you like the show, you might want to check out our book, Money Grows on Trees, which you can find at LloydJRoss.com. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, leave a review, and feel free to reach out to Lloyd on Instagram at LloydJamesRoss.